Hi everyone, this is Father Jim Churn, and you're listening to the Pope Benedict XVI School of Prayer podcast, where each week we're reflecting and discussing and praying with the late Holy Father's catechesis that he first offered back in 2011 when he was laying out all the foundational elements of prayers. In the last few weeks, the catechesis had pivoted to particular psalms where he was expanding on the different qualities and the different things that are that you could learn and glean from these different psalms. And last week and this week are probably two of the most impactful ones or the most well known. This week we're dealing with Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And as the Holy Father mentions, it's a text familiar to all and loved by all. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Bringing these images to mind of the sheep farming and the experience of the shepherd caring for his sheep. And there's so many different elements that are brought to bear, just as you're listening to it. There's trust, there's intimacy, there's tenderness, there's the care and concern, protection from harm, both just the physical elements as well as the threats like wolves and robbers that are trying to steal. And just all the sense of, you know, the fact that the Holy Father mentions that this was given to, it comes from King David, and it's talking about a Middle Eastern environment where it's a nomadic area. So finding places where there are green, lush pastures and crisp, clean water would have been something that they really had to search out. It would have been something that's a little bit more elusive. And so there's that quality of like going the extra mile to take care of the sheep, where the sheep themselves probably are not even fully aware of the care. They just know that the shepherd's taking care of them. So there's so many deep things that we can kind of like just sit with. I mean, as I was listening to the words myself and going over them, yeah, it kept coming to mind how many times I've been at funerals and this psalm is sung. And that, you know, usually in that moment for families who are in such pain and comfort, pain and devastation, they're looking for comfort, and hearing those words, it might seem distant, it might not seem real to them, it might seem like, you know, wishful thinking even at that moment, but there's this beauty that, like, if you can sit with this prayer and you keep going back to it, you start to see the different realities that is being spoken here. Like I said, the sheep doesn't realize what the shepherd is doing for them. So often I think that's the truth about God, that in the moment we might feel our prayers are not being answered the way we want them to be answered. We might be looking for him, and we might be frustrated that he's not showing up in the way that we expect or are hoping for. But that doesn't mean God's providential care is not taking care of us, and that it's only something that will only make sense in hindsight, you know, with some distance from whatever it is that we're going through at the moment. One of the things that, you know, really stood out to me, though, was the fact that, you know, last week when we were going over Psalm 22 and explaining about the reality that, my God, why have you forsaken me, that, you know, too often people get fixated just on that top line and miss the fact that, you know, it's actually a psalm of praise, where it's not that the psalmist or, you know, Jesus who quotes the psalm is feeling like God has completely abandoned him. The feelings of abandonment are real, but not that's not a reality. So it's almost like encouraging us to see beyond our feelings. But, you know, I was reading something that about Psalm 22 that actually came to mind with this one as well. It was from Dr. John Bergsma, who's a biblical scholar, and he was talking about the fact that in certain places, the psalmist, King David, describes his afflictions in a way that can only be figurative or hyperbolic. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I count all my bones. And he points out that in Psalm 22, we know of no instance where any of these things were true literally of David or any other Old Testament figure. They were emotive overstatements of the psalmist's suffering. Yet they receive a literal fulfillment in Christ. The literal fulfillment in Christ's passion is a condescension of God to us. It's God writing in big letters in order that we get the point. So he's saying that in Psalm 22, when it was first uttered, it was this over-exaggeration, and that, you know, people were thinking, oh, he's just using dramatic effect. When we see the cross and we see Jesus on the cross and he's uttering those words, we recognize it's being brought to fulfillment. Well, that all came to mind too as we're going through this Psalm 23, and as Pope Benedict was pointing out, that it's the same thing, that like when King David is first talking about the Lord being my shepherd and evoking all these really beautiful images, they seem just like idealistic thoughts and hopes and desires that we're kind of attributing to God, but that they're brought to fulfillment in a way that David could never have imagined when he was first uttering them, when we look at the life and death and resurrection of Jesus and how he continues to be present among us and continue to lead us in his risen form, in the sacraments, in the life of the church, and in the way that the gospel lives in each one of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. As Pope Benedict puts it, if we follow the Good Shepherd, no matter how difficult, torturous, long the pathways of our life may seem, even through spiritual deserts without water and under the scorching sun of rationalism, with the guidance of Christ the Good Shepherd, we too, like the psalmist, may be sure that we're walking on the path of righteousness. And the Lord is leading us, is ever close to us, and we shall lack nothing. I was just really very moved by that whole imagery. And the fact that, I have to admit, when the Holy Father was mentioning that all of a sudden there's a shift and it's like a different scene in that same psalm, that now all of a sudden we go from being in valleys and walking through pastures and stuff to a table is being prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. So the idea that, you know, Christ is the shepherd and we're the sheep, all of a sudden shifts, and now, like, no, we're also being welcomed to table as beloved guests. So it's not like a sheep is just coming to the table to eat, but that, like, Jesus sees us more than just sheep. We're more than just animals to him. We're beloved guests that were welcomed to his table, which is particularly in Old Testament imagery, a place of real intimacy. Laying food on a table, being generous, festivity for us, exquisite wine, and in the sight of our enemies. The enemies see this happening, and there's nothing they can do about it. Like, they know that we're beloved guests and that we have a protector there that's invited us into this company with them. So it's, I don't know, I just found myself really lost in this reflection and going back and forth over all these different lines that the Holy Father offers us today. I hope it was as similarly easy for me to say, meaningful for you as you're listening to this and reflecting on it. As I mentioned, the providential factor of it coming on Easter week that we're first listening to this, for those who are up to date and current with it. So, you know, that Psalm 22 just providentially fell during Holy Week, and now Psalm 23 fell during Easter week, which is, for me, it's been a great gift. Thanks so much for all those who are participating in this podcast and sharing it with each other, particularly those who have been giving me their feedback. I really appreciate like when people are able to put that in the Facebook group, different things that they're reflecting or thinking of, particularly if you have any questions too, so that I can hopefully address them in a future episode. With that, I will bid you goodbye for this week. Thanks so much for joining me, and you will be in my prayers. God bless you. Take care.